it's time for our Wisconsin News Roundup. This week, UW System President Ray Cross said he'd quit if state legislators don't scale back funding cuts. Also, UW Superior started offering buyouts for certain staff members in order to save money.
And in Milwaukee, a panel upheld the firing of former police officer Christopher Manny for his shooting of Dontre Hamilton last April.
WPR's assistant news director, Noah Ovshinsky, is back. He joins us every week at this time for a look at the big stories out of Wisconsin. Noah, welcome back.
It's good to be here, and as almost always, happy Friday.
Happy Friday back at you, Noah. So we're going to start with some news related to the UW, the proposed UW system budget cuts. What have we heard from System President Ray Cross this week?
Well, we heard quite a bit this week from President Ray Cross. Earlier this week, only about a year into his current job, mind you, he told a group of UW-Milwaukee students and employees that he would resign if the proposed cut to the UW isn't reduced.
Strong words there. Now, was the cut the only thing that he was concerned about?
Yeah, very, very strong words. He also is very concerned with protecting tenure and shared governance. Cross said that any university leader would not want to be part of an institution that isn't committed to those two things. He says he is also very interested in protecting shared governance and tenure.
Now, Cross has been having a tough time with these negotiations. Seems like taking criticism from a lot of sides, more or less. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'd say nearly every
direction. Nearly all sides.
Nearly all sides, other than maybe from his own office. No, he is being criticized on several different fronts. A lot of staff and faculty are upset with his plan to turn the system over to a public authority. You know, they argue this kind of transition, just it hasn't been studied enough. They also say this whole process lacked the transparency that it demands. Lawmakers, another group, a key group of stakeholders, have also criticized the plan. They say it's not ready for prime time. And there is also some unease with what would happen to tuition if the system had more power over tuition, which would happen potentially under a public authority.
And specifically, what has Cross said about the cuts and the plan?
Well, Cross has said he will fight to shrink this cut, and he continues to fight it. He argues the public authority is a good thing because it protects things like tenure and shared governance and provides what he calls really a stable and predictable stream of state support, as opposed to things changing every few years based on the budget. You know, with this plan, he says it would be a bit more predictable from a revenue standpoint from the state.
So now, under this plan, how would a public authority protect tenure and shared governance?
Right. So under this plan, the system would actually be basically turned over to the Board of Regents. And they just recently passed a resolution saying they would protect those two things, both shared governance and tenure. So under a public authority, at least in theory, those things would be protected.
And obviously that tenure a bone of contention right now.
Right now, and absolutely. And, you know, it's a question moving forward. If the public authority doesn't happen, if the legislature retains control, there is a question mark as to what may happen with tenure or shared governance looking towards the future.
And some more news now from the UW system. UW Superior has joined UW Eau Claire in offering buyouts.
Right. So this is significant because it's the second campus to make the offer publicly. Eau Claire said it was offering buyouts recently. You know, it's all of this is notable because it really appears this cost-saving technique or strategy is being adopted by more and more campuses. Now, it's been done before, but it's not routine. And every campus is facing some pretty deep cuts, and each one has to decide, you know, how is it going to balance the books? And it looks like these, you know, buyouts are going to be a viable option for campuses should they want to do it.
And why do these proposed cuts seem to be hitting UW-Superior hard in particular?
Well, it's a campus that has faced a lot of financial issues in recent years. In addition to the cuts at the state level and the ongoing tuition freeze, which is putting a lot of pressure on that campus, it is also seeing a drop in enrollment. So it's really a perfect storm for UW-Superior. It's facing a multi-million-dollar shortfall, and that's due in part, at least, to payments it has to make on debt service for some building projects that it's undertaken in recent years. You know, and I have to say, you know, this isn't the first cuts that the university has made. It's a school that has already been cutting. Superior cut 53 faculty and staff positions to help balance its budget. So again, it's a university just trying to balance its books, given the cuts the current cuts and the cuts that may be coming down the pipeline.
We're talking about state news right now with our news guy, Noah Ovshinsky, WBR's assistant news director. And Noah, any indication as to how many faculty might be taking up UW-Superior on the offer of these buyouts?
Right. So it's, you know, it's a small campus by UW standards. And UW-Superior has 78 employees who qualify for this buyout offer. It's unclear of how many of those 78 will actually be offered the opportunity. The school is going to decide, you know, on a case-by-case basis. You know, of course, it depends on the educational needs of the institution. So I think what these professors and faculty, what they teach, will also come into play here.
Now, we were talking about UW-Eau Claire earlier. This is the first of the UW system schools to offer a buyout. What do its finances look like?
Right. So under the governor's plan, this $300 million cut, the campus will see about a 23% decrease in state support. And campus officials say around 25% of their faculty and staff actually qualify for the buyouts. That's around 325 people. So that's quite a few people who may be given this option in the coming months.
And now finally, we're going to finish off with a decision on the job of Christopher Manny. That's the officer involved in the shooting death of Dontre Hamilton last April. What's new there?
Right. So former Officer Manny was never criminally charged last year after the shooting, but Chief Ed Flynn did fire him for violating department policy. The hearing this week was to determine whether his firing was appropriate, and this was held by the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission.
And this was a high-profile case, drew a lot of attention, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally. Can you frame that for us as to why the attention?
Right. So the killing of Dontre Hamilton, you know, it drew protests, and, you know, it came at a time when the killing of men of color by police was really getting fresh scrutiny and capturing a lot of headlines. And, of course, even up to this day, with, you know, revelations we've heard in Ferguson with racism within that police department and the protests that happened after the killing in Ferguson. And, of course, the killing of Tony Robinson right here in Wisconsin. So this issue of police-involved shootings and men of color, it's something that, you know, continues to this day.
And do we know what the commission was looking at as they considered the circumstances of the firing of Christopher Manny and Dontre Hamilton's shooting?
Right. So they had to decide a few things. First, you know, did he violate policy by patting down Dontre Hamilton? The commission said yes. And second, was his use of lethal force in this case a violation of policy? Again, the commission voted yes.
And then the commission had to figure out whether his firing was appropriate, right?
That's right. And that was really the third question they looked at. And again, the commissioners said yes, it was appropriate for him to be fired. In fact, during arguments, Mark Thompson, that's Ed Flynn's attorney, the police chief in Wisconsin, one of the things that people talked about during the hearing was, you know, the messages that the various outcomes would send to the community and the police. Here's Mark Thompson, Ed Flynn's attorney, talking about the fact that if they did choose to uphold the firing, that it would send the right message.
Those officers that follow that training, they're doing the right thing. And secondly, it sends the right message to the community that this department will not tolerate bad pat-downs and profiling.
Now, Manny's attorney said the exact opposite. John Cermelli said firing Manny actually would send the wrong message, especially to police officers.
What's the message you're going to send? Don't go in there. Back off. Wait. Call for backup, even though you know you can handle this situation, because you don't want to get Mannied. All right?
And so ultimately, the commission upheld the firing of Officer Manny. Is that the end of the story?
Well, the commission's ruling is final, although this may not be the end of this case. Dontre Hamilton's family has indicated that they may still file a civil lawsuit in the future. So stay tuned.
Well, Noah, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Veronica.
That was WPR's assistant news director, Noah Ovshinsky, covering the biggest headlines from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.